right now we go to Washington to find out what's in the white marble halls of the Capitol. Nancy Ignatovich joining us, Bloomberg Government Senior Capitol Hill reporter, on all that is going on. Is there a shift in your world, Nancy, right now within the Democrats from left to center?
I'm listening to your question, and I'm not completely sure. I know what you're asking. When there's an election year, of course, people start to modify their positions and come around to places when they know they're going to be standing in front of the voters only a few months from now. And some of these positions that perhaps were very ambitious and almost pie in the sky, they're on the back burner, and Democrats are looking for things maybe more pragmatically to get before the voters as soon as they can and try to strike some deals and strike some deals within the next 4 or 6 weeks before they hit the trail in the spring.
So, Nancy, you know, I'm thinking about what's happened in Congress over the last couple of months. It doesn't appear that we're getting voting rights legislation. It doesn't appear that Build Back Better, at least in its initial form, will get passed. Have the Democrats lost any momentum they may have had?
Well, they definitely lost momentum for Build Back Better. I mean, we're barely hearing about that. And yesterday, even, you know, very liberal Democrats in the Senate were saying that Manchin continues to insist that they would have to start over with a clean sheet or, you know, a clean piece of paper if they were going to do anything. And so even those chunks that they were talking about doing separately right now seem in doubt because we're not hearing specific plans on voting rights. We're not hearing a lot about that one coming forward again. We are hearing, again, from Manchin and Senator Murkowski from Alaska about an effort to reform the Electoral Count Act to try to protect the whole electoral college or the process for the electoral college votes that are submitted by the states to protect them. We're hearing about that, but not in any real, with a timeline.
You know, the timeline is that our listeners, whatever their political persuasion, would actually like something to get done.
Right.
Is anything going to get done in this fractious environment? I don't see it.
Yes, there are two big opportunities for Democrats in the next month here. Last Friday, the House passed this America Competes Act, which is to help the semiconductor industry and a deal with the whole issue of supply chain and semiconductor shortages. And the Senate last year passed their version of the bill. So now they're going to start a negotiation. And the Democratic leaders very much want to have a final bill to pass within, several weeks, maybe even sooner. I don't think by March 1, yeah, when the president comes for State of the Union. And the other big thing that they have a shot at doing, finally, is this $1.5 trillion 12-bill omnibus appropriations package to close out fiscal 22 spending. And they just gave themselves a deadline of March 11, a Friday, to get that done.
So when do they begin work on that, March 9th?
Yeah. Working on it behind the scenes, Tom, and I'll tell you why I think it might really be.
Why do you think that quickly?
There could be earmarks and projects this year. And that is a big sweetener for people on both sides of the aisle. When you know you might be getting a project that makes you want a deal.
They should do one of those black and white movies from our youth that we used to watch in fourth grade, civics class, with Nancy Ignatovich and her optimism, her entrenched optimism about the process in Washington.
Nancy, what's the early feeling about, I don't know, I'll phrase it this way, how bad the midterm elections could be for the Democrats? What's the early read here?
Early read is very bad, especially in the House of Representatives, where there have been so many retirements.
Yeah.
I mean, not only just going into it, the polling was bad, but then you have so many long-term people leaving. And so that one is Very bad. On the Senate side, the outlook for Democrats maybe right now isn't considered as poor, that there might be a chance for Schumer to hang on. But Mitch McConnell is looking really happy these days, and he doesn't want to blow anything. He feels he has a really strong hand. His message, his economic message, and the president's bad poll numbers help his party.
Nancy Ignatovich, thank you so much. Never enough time. Nancy Ignatovich, truly our senior Capitol Hill reporter.